America's founding fathers valued education and understanding history. But in this new age of artificial intelligence, historical memory is fast dying out. Understand how you should respond to this historic crisis. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
I tell you, my friends, we're going along trying to enjoy all these modern gadgets, trying to sit 6 hours a day being amused and entertained and taken off to some kind of a happy dreamland to get our minds off of reality, to escape the fact and reality of life, to hide our minds from what is coming so that we could do something about it and prevent it. An average American family, just think of it now, spending 6 hours a day before television sets, being amused and entertained. You know, all of these inventions in themselves are all right, they're good. Television can become a very wonderful thing, as a matter of fact. Think of the power of radio, and now television even goes further because you not only hear the sound, you also see. You see and hear at the same time. Television brings across its message, whatever it may be, with terrific impact, both through sight and sound simultaneously. Very effective medium. But what are we doing with it? How are we using it? Oh, just to while away our time, to amuse and entertain ourselves, most of us. Listen, it brings with it a tremendous responsibility on your part. And it's going to require a little bit of self-control and guidance over your children, over your own selves, as to whether you use it wisely. Are your children sitting away there in the daytime hours with their legs crossed and getting a warped position? They're going to grow up looking crooked and deformed, looking at TV when they ought to be out running around playing in the fresh air sometimes. Now, there are some programs that are very beneficial and educational for children. Television can be used as one of the greatest educational mediums that ever came, just the same as radio, only even more so and more effectively. But what are we doing with our modern inventions?
That's Herbert Armstrong back in the 1960s on his radio show, The World Tomorrow, talking about the emergence of television, of all things TV. And think of the technology today with the internet, social media, and now the latest craze, as we cover on a recent Trumpet magazine, artificial intelligence. And as we say on the cover, everybody's in. We are all in on the latest, greatest technology. But is that good? And where's the guidance? Like Mr. Armstrong said there, TV can have a terrific impact. We use it. But what if you're using it for evil purposes or to just consume filth, hours and hours of violence and sex, those kinds of themes? Is it good for us? Is it good for our children? It's something worth considering, and most people don't. Most of us just go along, we follow the crowd, this is the latest craze, and so let's get on board and enjoy the push-button ease of our modern society. Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to The Key of David. We appreciate you joining us on today's show. Mr. Armstrong, you heard the clip right there. He wrote this other article that we use in class here at Armstrong College. It was written back in 1970. Knowledge has doubled, so have troubles. Knowledge has increased. We're in the midst of an information explosion. Knowledge everywhere. And yet, look at the troubles. Look at the evils. Look at the perversions. Look at how quickly sin and filth can spread because of technology in many ways. He said in that article from 1970, all of this knowledge and yet virtually no happiness. Why do we have so much misery and depression? All of this knowledge, virtually no happiness, just accelerating troubles, problems, evils. He says it's like being stranded on a raft in mid-ocean, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. There's just knowledge everywhere, but how much of it is good for us? The Bible actually talks about God's people being destroyed for lack of knowledge. So what does that mean? Well, let's look at that in Hosea chapter 4. I mentioned the recent Trumpet magazine. The world just going all in on the latest, newest technology. Is it good for us? And where are the guidelines? There's all these people sounding the alarm about the dangers that AI poses. But are there restrictions anywhere? It's just like social media. We're far enough into it now where we see all the harmful effects of young people in particular just being glued to social media. And then all these articles coming out about the end of reading, the end of history, living in a post-truth world. You can't figure out the truth because everybody's got their own truth. Everybody subscribes to their narrative, their agenda. All of this knowledge, it's like being on a raft in the ocean. You've got water all over the place, and none of it's good to drink. It's important, especially now, that you get grounded in the Holy Scriptures. The Bible is as relevant to today as it has been for any period in human history. And we have a course, a Bible correspondence course, that helps you get to know your Bible. Isaiah 29 talks about studying the Bible here a little, there a little. Mr. Armstrong talked about putting the puzzle pieces together. You can't understand the Bible if you just start at the front cover and work your way through to the book of Revelation. This book helps you put the puzzle pieces together, or this course, which expounds upon this book, the Holy Bible. It helps you understand the Bible. And most people don't understand it today. You've got all of these various opinions on the even in the world of Christianity. So many different denominations. So many different explanations. Notice Hosea 4 and verse 1. It talks about the paradox of our time. All of this knowledge and yet so little understanding. All of this knowledge and yet so much misery and unhappiness. Verse 1, it says, there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. What happens when knowledge of God is no longer here with us? Well, verse 2, it says, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. So much violence, killing, stealing, adultery. Verse 6, further down, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is the verse I was mentioning. Destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I will also reject you. We've rejected God's knowledge. And more, we're just rejecting truth, period. History. We're revising the history to say something different than what actually happened. That's becoming more prevalent, Holocaust deniers and that kind of thing. How could it be more common today when we've got all of this information? We've got all of these gadgets. We've got all this technology. What a paradox. All of this knowledge, as Mr. Armstrong said, and yet virtually no happiness. So much division. God says, my people are destroyed or they're cut off. We've cut ourselves off from God because we've rejected his knowledge. And then verse 7 says, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. As they multiplied, as they accumulated more knowledge, more information, so their sins multiplied as well. What about the sin question? What does God think about evil, about filth, about perversion, about all those things listed there in verse 2? What's his opinion? Does it matter? Does anyone care? Does anyone care to look into the Bible to see what he says about these all-important subjects? He has an opinion. He has a view. But we're free moral agents, and we have to choose his way of life. God's not going to force us to live his way But he will, if your attitude is right, you're willing to go through this course. This one right here, by the way, Christianity, a Way of Life. How many people teach this? It's a lifestyle. You have to let your light shine. You have to be concerned about your example, the way that you're living. Paul said, let your moderation be known. You don't do this in a self-righteous way, of course, but you live like Jesus lived. Christ set a perfect example. Christ showed us the way. Christ said, I am the way. Walk you in it. But most of humanity is just utterly unwilling to do that. Notice what it says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. It says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now you can read the early part of this chapter, 2 Timothy 3, and see that Paul's talking about the last days. He says, evil, evil men, seducers shall wax worse and worse. So even as the technology gets better and better, well, the evil multiplies. It's just like Mr. Armstrong wrote in that 1970 article on the great paradox of our time. Knowledge is doubling, he said. And so is the evil. Proverbs 14:12, it says, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, it just seems they're creating classrooms in this nation, in the United States, that operate solely on artificial intelligence. This is the wave of the future. A machine, a bot, teaching our children the basics in education, or what else? History, mathematics. There may be some useful benefits to AI, but what about the evil? And where is the guidance? Television can have a terrific impact. Mr. Armstrong said so. He actually went on TV, somewhat reluctantly, because that's where so many people were going, flocking to television. So he went to TV and proclaimed the truth. We make use of these technologies as well. But a lot of people use the technology for the wrong reasons. He wrote this letter, by the way, back in 1955. And Mr. Armstrong was a pioneer in radio broadcasting going back to the 1930s. And of course, he produced the Plain Truth magazine. He was a brilliant communicator and teacher, educator. And a lot of people were coming into his audience eager to read the truth of God. And what did he find? What did some of his ministers find as technology improved? And then all of a sudden you're into the TV age back at the middle part of the 20th century and everybody's consuming television. Back then, that was the wave of the future. And he said more and more of the readers of God's truth, they were losing interest. They stopped studying the Bible. He says, do you realize what this means? What you're saying without realizing it is, yes, I sure did like to listen to God's truth, but I just don't have time for Christ or his gospel anymore. I've put worldly entertainment programs first in my life now. I serve and devote myself to the pleasing entertainment of the world. I'm neglecting Christ's so great salvation and eternal life now. I'm letting myself enjoy a few hours of worldly entertainment every single day. But where's the guidance? Where's the direction? Use television, use radio, use the internet to draw closer to God. But for most people, it drives them farther away from God and from God's word and from studying the Bible. If you're going to get the most out of this course, this Bible correspondence course, 36 lessons, you're going to have to sit at your desk and turn things off, turn off all the alerts, and dig into the Word of God. Dig into the study of the Bible. Paul said about Timothy, you have known the Holy Scriptures. Do you view the Bible this way? Do you see it as holy? Do you see it as inspired by God? Because that's what it is. Why wouldn't you want a relationship with it then? Why wouldn't you want to know what's in the book if it's holy? These are the holy scriptures. You would think people would be flocking to the Bible and to Bible correspondence courses like ours to get to know the Bible, to understand God's teachings, God's position on any given subject. We, on my Trumpet Daily radio program, we went through this article from The Atlantic a few months back. The end of reading is here. It's here. It says AI produces crisp, professional prose presented with human and AI-produced text side by side. Even these candidates, these well-educated individuals, have been shown to prefer the work of the machines. And so this is contributing to a crisis in reading and a lot of cheating at universities and in schools. As young people are just going along with the technology and letting the technology do all the work, even do their thinking. Is this good? Is this a good sign? Is this good, a good sign of a strong, stable, healthy society? Some students now view reading as an unnecessarily burdensome way of acquiring knowledge. By asking them to read, she said, professors are arbitrarily withholding information from students by forcing them to get it through the more difficult medium. So more and more of the educators are saying, no, don't assign books, reduce the reading load, you know, make sure they understand the new technologies so that they can work their way around AI. How much time are people making for study? Like it says in 2 Timothy 2, studying enough, diligently enough, to where God considers you to be a good workman, a good studier. The Bible actually commands this. It doesn't suggest it. It says outright, study. We'll see that when we come back from the break. Right now, I just want to, again, emphasize this wonderful course, 36 lessons, we'll send you four at a time. It'll take you right through the study of the Bible. It'll help you understand the Bible. The Bible will make sense as you put the puzzle pieces together with God's help and guidance. This is the guidance we need when it comes to making use of any technology. We need God's instructions. We need guidelines established by God. Otherwise, man's history, his nature, is to twist and pervert and distort and misuse so many of these technological developments. The Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. Make sure that you go to our website and enroll in this college course for studying God's Word. We'll be right back.
Bible prophecy is alive. The events shaping our world right now and in the near future were written down in advance in your Bible. You just need to know where to find those prophecies and how to read them. That's what the Philadelphia Trumpet magazine does for you. Like its predecessor, Herbert W. Armstrong's Plain Truth, The Trumpet shows you how Bible prophecy applies to today's headlines and to your own life. While the world reacts to events as they happen, only The Trumpet magazine shows you where they're headed. It gives you tomorrow's news today. Read or download the latest Philadelphia Trumpet magazine at thetrumpet.com. You can order your free subscription to The Trumpet magazine and hold the hope of Bible prophecy in your hands. Just visit thetrumpet.com for your free subscription. Get tomorrow's news today with the Philadelphia Trumpet at thetrumpet.com.
We are, in my view, in a crisis condition. We are becoming, at the age level, let's say, below 40 years old, of an historically illiterate nation.
That's the late historian, David McCullough. He died, I think, in 2022. That was him speaking in 1993. 1993. That's what, 35 years ago? 34 years ago? And he's saying everyone under 40, we're historically illiterate. We don't even know our own history. That's how he toured the country. He visited 100 colleges in the United States. And he said just going around and seeing what young people don't know, it was shocking. Now, what would he say today? What would Mr. Armstrong say today? You heard the clip at the opening of the show. This is a crisis. There's no getting around it. What happens when you become historically illiterate? Play one more from, this is actually from testimony he gave back in 2005, clip three.
And this could be exciting. This could bring young people and their teachers into a love of history, which is essential. If we raise generation after generation of young Americans who are historically illiterate, we're running a terrible risk for this country. You can have amnesia of a society, which is as detrimental as amnesia of an individual. And of course, if people begin to think that all that we have, all the blessings, our freedoms, our art, our music, our literature, our great institutions, the faith, the creed we have that has held us together for 229 years in equality, and the idea that all men are created equal, the ideal of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, of all of that seems to be something that just fell out of the sky, that it's just part of the natural world and that nobody struggled for it. There's no story behind it. Then we are really, in my view, in the soup. Jefferson said it perfectly. He said, any nation that expects to be ignorant and free expects what never was and never can be. Our very freedoms depend on education. That's why education has been a sustaining theme, one of the great guidelines all through our history, from the time of the founders down to the present. And we're falling down. The literacy rate in Massachusetts in 1776, I'm sorry to say, was higher than it is today. We are raising children who don't know who George Washington was.
We've fallen down, he said, back in 2005. And here we are, 20-some years later, and it's only getting worse. Notice 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'll finish over in 2 Timothy. Just to come back to this Atlantic article, the end of reading is here. It says, one of the most robust findings in neuroscience is that people's brains master what they practice. If we fill our time with short-form videos instead of books, our reading skills atrophy. We have less background knowledge to aid comprehension. There's no danger of spontaneous mass illiteracy, but the complex cognitive skills that reading fosters start to degrade. The library of the mind falls into disrepair. I mean, on the positive side, what this is saying is that you can actually improve your reading ability, your comprehension, your understanding, if you just do it. Well, this course here really does motivate you and help you to read and to study God's Word, as we're commanded to do. Listen to this in 2 Timothy 2. Paul says in verse 14, of these things, put them in remembrance. Be a good teacher, a good educator, Timothy. Bring this to their remembrance, the brethren, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. So don't pay attention to all of these things that are useless and unprofitable. Focus on the truth. And then in verse 15, a command, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to gain God's approval, not the approval of men. Don't do it for vanity or to look or sound like a scholar. Do it to please God. Do it because God commands it to be done. Do it because you know this is the only way you're going to understand God's will, God's perspective, God's mind. Isaiah 1:18 says, come and reason together with God. You're getting education. You're getting instruction from God, godly knowledge. We've already seen the sobering warning in Hosea 4 and verse 6. This is the knowledge we need as a foundation to a strong, stable society. The content in this book, the Holy Bible. Study, it says, rightly divide God's truth. Avoid profane and vain babblings, it says in verse 16. In the Atlantic article, it says, students don't even know how to go about figuring out what they didn't understand, or they don't bother. They're not asking the big questions. This course does that. It helps you to consider and to examine the really big and important questions of life. Why are we here? What's our purpose? How do we get to the destination that is God's kingdom? Why marriage? Why family? What is the purpose that God's working out here below? He says in chapter 3, verse 13, again, evil men, seducers, they wax worse and worse. I read that earlier. But he says to Timothy in verse 14, but continue you in the things which you have learned. You've got to continue in that. You've got to hold fast. Hold fast to the truth or you'll forget it. And then verse 15, and that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, Timothy, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ. And he goes on and talks about how profitable the scriptures are for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. But just going back to verse 15, these are holy scriptures. Just the fact that they're holy makes you want to study them. It should. This course will really help you to just come to a deeper appreciation of God's truth and a better understanding of just how valuable and precious God's Word really and truly is. Go to thekeyofdavid.com and enroll today in the Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. And also, you can subscribe to the Trumpet Magazine. There's no cost or obligation. Everything we offer on this show is completely free. We thank you for joining us on today's show and hope to see you again next time.
To learn how to enroll in the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course and to read the free literature offered on today's program, visit keyofdavid.com.